Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we will learn refreshing truth that is straight from the Bible.
Hi, this is Pastor John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and today I will be speaking about the need for holiness. And today's Bible verse is in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, and verse 14. Pursue peace with all men and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Now, today, holiness is a bad word. It's divisive. People say, oh, no, you're going to be a Pharisee if you pursue holiness, or you're going to be this or that. You're going to be out of touch with people, and you won't fit in anymore if you're holy. You'll be too different from the rest of the world if you're holy. Now, that's not the Bible's point of view at all. The Bible wants you to be holy. It wants you to be holy as God is holy, and it says that in 1 Peter. Be ye holy as I am holy, says the Lord. So God expects us to be like him. He does not expect us to be like the world. He doesn't expect us to be like the gamblers and the gangsters and all the crazy people out there. He doesn't expect us to be greedy or lustful. He doesn't expect us to be as sinful as everyone else in society. God wants us to be different. Now, there's a point of view out there that says, oh, once upon a time I prayed a prayer of salvation and my sins are forgiven, past, present and future, so I don't need to be holy. I've got my ticket into heaven anyway. So let's look at this. Let's look at this belief that has been taken to an extreme. Some people call it hypergrace. In other words, they say just because you're saved and Jesus has forgiven you of your sins and you've prayed about that once, then it's a done deal. You don't have to worry anymore and you can sin as much as you like. And the technical word for that is antinomianism. Nomos is in law. Antinomianism is being against the law, against any rule and regulation over the Christian life. And the Bible calls it lawlessness, and it says all lawlessness is sin. Let's go back to that verse in Hebrews. Hebrews 12:14 says, and holiness without which no one will see the Lord. If you don't have holiness, you're not going to see God. You're not going to get into the kingdom of God. Now, I want to illustrate that with a parable or a story about a foolish man. And in Hebrew, the word for fool is Nabal. So here we're going to have a Mr. Nabal. He's going to be a very foolish man. Now, Mr. Nabal thinks to himself and he says, I've got this ticket to heaven. I prayed when I was 14 years old for Jesus to come into my life and my sins, past, present and future, have been forgiven. So it doesn't matter what I do. And he thinks, well, that's really good. I think I'll go and rob a bank. So Mr. Nabal goes out and robs a bank and takes a couple of $1 million and says, oh, that was a good Monday. I had a good Monday. I robbed a bank and I've got $2 million. And all my sins are forgiven, past, present and future. So it doesn't matter to God. So on Tuesday, he says, oh, well, if bank robbery didn't matter to God, what about swindling a little old lady out of her money? So he goes next door to the little old lady, swindles her out of her life savings, comes back home with even more money now. And he says, look at that. My sins are forgiven, past, present and future. I swindled this a little old lady out of all her money and it doesn't matter to God. I'm fine. So on Wednesday, he goes out and he says, oh, now I can sin, and I can sin, and I can sin because I'm forgiven because I prayed that prayer when I was 14 years old. And he goes and he builds a great big idol in his backyard. He takes some of the gold and silver from the bank robbery and he builds this great big idol and he bows down to it and he worships the works of his hands. And he says, oh, this is fine. This doesn't matter. God doesn't care. I prayed a prayer when I was 14 years old and my sins, past, present, and future, are forgiven. This doesn't matter to God. I can do what I like. Now, I said that person's Nabal. He's a fool. Because God is not to be mocked. God is to be feared. Obviously, you can't swindle people, you can't rob banks, and you can't build idols and get away with it. Because God is holy and he wants you to be holy. So your life is to be holy. You just can't use God, you can't use religion as a sort of get out of jail free card. God's not there to just allow you to sin. God gives you grace so you can live a righteous life, not so that you can live a sinful life. God didn't save you to sin. God didn't save you to continue sinning. God saved you so that you could live a righteous life, so that you could live a holy life. The whole idea of salvation is it breaks the power of sin. You don't need to sin anymore. So the drunkard gets saved and he doesn't need to drink anymore. And so the person on heroin gets saved and they don't need drugs anymore. So the person who's lustful gets saved and they don't need to go around doing foolish things with women or men anymore, because God has broken the power of sin in their life. The whole idea of getting saved is you're saved to sin no more. You don't get saved so you can get a free ticket to heaven and keep on sinning. God wants you to be holy, and it's really, really important that you get hold of that fact. Now, you might say, that's being a bit hostile, that's being a bit harsh. You know, everyone sins, you know, everyone gossips, everyone does this, everyone does that. Yes, they do, but you're to hate it when you sin. Paul hated it when he sinned. In Romans 7, he was tormented by those times when he coveted and when he sinned. He knew he wasn't yet perfect. And so God has set us on a path to perfection, and he gives you the Holy Ghost so that you can be holy. The Holy Ghost isn't unholy. The Holy Ghost doesn't rob banks, swindle women, make idols, gossip or torment people, or behave in a ridiculous manner. The Holy Spirit is holy, and he wants you to be holy, and he wants you to live a holy life, and he will plant that desire in your heart. And if you worship God and you pray to God and you read the Bible and you have your quiet time, gradually a desire should come into your heart to be a holy person. And so you must say to God, Lord, make me holy. Take all this sin out of my life. Get rid of the junk. Cleanse me of this sin now in Jesus' name. Get rid of the sin in my heart and my mind and my flesh. Get rid of the sin that's in your finances if you're greedy and covetousness. Get rid of all the nonsense in your life, for God wants you to be holy. He wants you to be holy as he is holy. He is commanding you to live a life that's straight, a life that's good, a life that blesses people, a life that is unselfish and loving and kind and gracious. God has not called you to uncleanness, but to cleanness. God has called you to come out of those places and away from those people to drag you down into sin. If you've got a girlfriend or a boyfriend that's dragging you down into sin, then you need to end that relationship or marry that person. You cannot live in sin any longer. You cannot go out with people and get drunk and do wild things and take hard drugs any longer. Even if the law allows you to, you can't go around getting intoxicated, because that just leads to debauchery. And God says, do not get drunk, for that is dissipation. Don't get drunk, don't get messed up, and that includes getting on drugs. Don't get drunk, don't get messed up, don't live a wild life, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. And God wants you to be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, rejoicing in your heart before the Lord. God wants you to live a holy life. He wants you to live a blood-washed life, where you're cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness if you confess your sins to him. So you've got to face up to the stuff you're doing wrong. You have to say, I'm doing this wrong. I'm watching this and it's wrong. I'm doing that on the internet. It's wrong. You need to come to God, and you need to be very, very straightforward with God. He's seen plenty of people before. And when you confess your sins to him, he is patient, he is just, he is kind, and he will remove that sin out of your life. If you're impatient, if you're grumpy, if you treat your family badly, go to God and say, hey, I'm impatient, I'm grumpy, and I treat my family badly. And ask God for a new set of patience, a new way of viewing your family that is kind and is good and is righteous. Because God wants you to be holy even in the way that you treat your wife and your children, your parents, your grandparents, and everyone else like that. God wants you holy in your relationships, having righteous relationships with righteous people. God does not want you to be dragged down into sinful, wicked, lawless relationships with wild people that do stupid things. God does not want you gambling. God does not want you involved in any kind of criminal activity whatsoever. God wants you to be a holy person and a good person. He does not want you to lead an evil life, but a good life. And your conscience is a guide. You know the difference between good and evil. You know the difference between doing something that is selfish and mean and something that is kind and good. And you are to follow your conscience. You are to follow that part of you which tells you what the right thing is to do, and you are to do it. And holiness also means that you're consecrated. You're set apart for God. Holiness means you have a certain characteristic of being set apart from the world, the flesh and the devil, and that you lead a different kind of life. And if you're not leading a different kind of life, if you're not set apart for God, then something's wrong. You can't just mix it with the world. You can't be a carnal Christian. You can't be just like everyone else. If you're holy, you're going to be different. Yes, you'll get comments. Yes, you might even get persecution. Yes, you might get trouble for being different. But God's called you to be different, just like an angel is different from a rock. He's called you to be a being of great holiness and light who can share the gospel around the world and be a light to the neighbors. And you can't be like that if you're just like everybody else. Remember the story of Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah and his wife, who still wanted to be part of the city and went back even as the city was being destroyed and was turned into a pillar of salt. She was too attached to her social life. She was too attached to her neighborhood. She was too attached to her reputation in the city as one of the leading women. And she went back and she was turned into a pillar of salt. That city was destroyed, and Lot, a righteous man, was hauled out of there because he was holy. He was different from the rest of the city. And so this wicked city came under eternal destruction. And so we find that God takes the holy people out of the unholy world again and again, just like he took Noah and his sons and their wives out from a world that was about to be destroyed. The holy people were saved and the unholy people went under the waters of the flood. And we find again in history, like in the Caribbean, there was a certain city that was a pirate city and it slid into the water and it was destroyed on a certain day. God brings judgment on cities. Way back in AD 70, Jerusalem was surrounded by Roman armies and an angel came in AD 66 and told the Christians to flee from that city. And all those who believed in Jesus to flee from the city because it had got judgment in the eyes of God. So the Romans surrounded the city and the Christians fled out to a place in the desert. And after 4 years of siege, a terrible, terrible siege in which many people starved and abominations were done, the city was demolished and the temple was torn down and it was terrible things happened to the Jews caught in Jerusalem at that time. But the holy people were delivered by the hand of God. And if you want to be delivered by the hand of God, you have to listen to the Holy Ghost and you have to set yourself apart from society and you have to do what God tells you to do. Don't be like Mr. Nabal and think you can be a Christian and rob a bank. That's clearly ridiculous. But don't think you can be a Christian and go out and be mean and nasty with your tongue either. You can't go and say just because you prayed a prayer a long time ago and that your sins have been forgiven, you can do anything you like. No, God's grace, the cross of Jesus Christ, and the blood of Jesus Christ were given to you so you can be a holy person, so you can be a good and righteous person. Do not despise the grace of God. Do not go on living in sin. Do not mock God and say, hey, you did all this for me, but I'm going to do what I want just now. Because that is mocking God. That is saying, I can sow what I like, I can do what I like, and there's going to be no consequences. But the Lord says in Galatians chapter 6, as a man sows, so shall he reap. Or as a woman sows, so shall she reap. If you sow to righteousness, you will receive the glorious fruit of righteousness. But if you sow to the flesh, you shall reap corruption. You don't want to reap corruption. You don't want to reap disaster and hell and torment. You don't want to end up in a place of great pain and anguish with your family destroyed around you because of your own sin. Flee from sin right now. God has called you to be holy. Pray to God, deliver me out of my sin. Deliver me out of my foolishness. Wake me up and make me a holy human being who can do the work of God around the world. Make me someone different that's full of the gospel, that's full of the Holy Ghost, that has a great anointing and can change lives. Cry out to God to put an end to every sinful habit that you have so that you can walk with him and talk with him and have glorious fellowship with him and that you will be saved on that day. For it takes holiness to see the Lord. Ask God that you may be a holy man or a holy woman, a holy young man, a holy young woman of the Lord, and that you will be consecrated to him, and Jesus will be seen in your life. Pray this now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. This is a faith ministry, and if the Lord has touched your heart, you may give securely online at eternity.church.